If you take your Bible and open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and verses 5 and 6. By the way, these two verses that I want to talk with you about today, they are favorites of a lot of believers. I happen to know that they were favorites of Brother Roy Reynolds, and we miss Roy every day, of course. I know Mary does as well, but I thought a lot about Roy in preparing this today, and of course it's going to relate to some of the things that have taken place over the last several weeks in my life. I'll wrap it up when we get to the end. I'll wrap it up with a little illustration of something that happened in the hospital room that, without getting ahead of myself, just gave me perfect peace about what was coming, and I've had that with me ever since. But I'll share that near the end. So Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, I think we're pretty familiar with these two verses. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I'd like to read that again. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the things that you showed me recently about these two verses and things that I am planning to share this morning in the message. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful Word of God and for the truths that we read that encourage our hearts and strengthen our hearts and give us the strength to go on and go forward. Please, Lord, minister to us today as only you can, not just the folks that are out here, but even me, myself. Minister to all of us and use what we're going to talk about today to encourage your children, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. My title this morning, very simply, is We Can Trust God. We can trust God. I believe that statement and what's behind the statement about trusting God, I believe that that is a very important part of growing as a Christian, is coming to that place where you trust God in all circumstances. Not just when the sun is shining, but when you hadn't seen the sun for days, you know, spiritually and emotionally speaking. It's always easier, of course, to trust him when you can see the sunshine or see your way clear to the other side. It's always easier to trust God when you have that. But when you cannot see the sun, or when you cannot see your way clear to the other side, or when the outcome is uncertain, it can be difficult to trust in the Lord, which I think is why these two verses were included in the Bible. Because it says, trust in the Lord, did you notice? With all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. These two verses remind us, of course, to trust the Lord with all of our heart, not lean on our own understanding. And I think it's because our own understanding, our own intellect, our own thinking, our own reasoning, many, many, many times will take us in the wrong direction. God will never take us in the wrong direction. We are encouraged in these two verses to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And if we do, his promise to us is, I will direct your path. And so in the message today, I want to talk to you about trusting God. It's very simple. Message, very simple outline, but I hope these simple thoughts that I share with you today will be an encouragement to you. There's five thoughts I'm going to give you. The first one is, we can trust God because he is faithful even when we are not. We can trust God because he is faithful even when we are not. There's several places in the Word of God where we are reminded that God is faithful. One such example is Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, and it says this, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Isn't that a great verse? Yes, I realize it's Old Testament, but I'm sure your Bible's like mine. It includes the Old Testament. Amen? So it's there for us. It's there for us to read and perhaps memorize and hang on to. I read it again. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. We're told in the scriptures also that even though God is faithful, and I think we know this from our own lives, even though God is faithful, we are not. Doesn't mean we don't try. Doesn't mean we don't want to be faithful like God is. But the honest truth is, we are not faithful. And isn't it interesting that God is faithful even though we are not? I'm sure you're like me. I love him for that. I love him for that. God is faithful even though I am not. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful to his character. He's faithful to his people. This simple, basic, but yet wonderful, profound truth is that God is faithful even when we are not. And because of that, friend, we can trust him. We can trust him in any circumstance. And that's my first encouragement to you this morning. Secondly, we can trust God because he keeps his promises. We can trust God because he keeps his promises. Here's a Bible verse. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Wow, what a great verse. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Here's another verse, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. You realize that in the Bible, from cover to cover, there are hundreds and hundreds of promises. Hundreds of them. Promises that God has made to his people. That's us. Can you name me a promise that God has broken? I can't think of a one. I can think of numerous promises he has fulfilled. I can think of numerous promises he has fulfilled, even though I'm not faithful. But God keeps his promises. He has not broken even one of them to me. When God makes a promise to his people, you can be sure of this, he will fulfill it. That's part of his character. Now again, this goes along with what I mentioned in the previous point near the end, is that God is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful to his character. He's faithful to his people. Friend, I want you to know, and I'm reminding you this morning, he keeps his promises. And because of that wonderful truth, we can trust him. In the time that I was in the hospital, by the way, I should say this, I was at the VA hospital. My wife and I both are veterans. And the day that I had the heart attack, the 19th of November, she took me in our car to the VA hospital. And I want you to know I got excellent care. I know that the VA healthcare system has gotten a lot of bad press in recent years. But as far as the Madison VA is concerned, I got excellent care. Excellent care. And so several days leading up to the surgery, and then the surgery itself, and then several days recovering. But excellent care. And during that time, I met a lot of nurses. And I met a lot of doctors. And I met a lot of people that, you know, trading off shifts and so forth like that. And I did. I hope you believe me when I tell you this, but I did try my very best to be a witness for my Savior while I was there. And I wasn't ashamed, of course, to tell him I was a pastor and things from the Bible. And one particular young lady, I know you know who I'm talking about when I say this, one particular young lady was filled with questions and kept talking with me and visiting me with me. She would, one of the nurses, and she would, isn't it amazing how soon they get you up on your feet? Oh my word. That first day, you just, it's amazing how quickly you can forget how to walk. Or you don't have the strength to do it. But they get you up anyway, and they have people on either side, and you walk a few feet, you turn around, you come back to your bed, and boy, you're wiped out for the rest of the day. But it got to more and more as the days go by. And then eventually, this one day, I'm walking with her down this long hallway, and she's just asking question after question after question based on Scripture, based on the Bible, and figuring, I guess I would know because I'm a pastor, you know. And so I'm trying my best to help her and answer these questions. And we're so involved in our conversation that instead of making this long loop, we did two loops. Came around to the room door the second time, and she thought I should, you know, get back into bed. But I'm just saying that to say this. Honestly, I hope you understand, not trying to brag on me, but trying to represent my Savior to those that I had contact with while I was there. And here's the thought that comes to mind to me, and it should come to mind to all of us. Do the things that happen in our life happen because God wants us to be a witness to someone that we might not ever be a witness to any other day? All those nurses and all those doctors and all those people that I got to visit with and talk with and pray with and so forth, I maybe would not have gotten the opportunity had I not had that heart attack and got in the ICU to have surgery and so forth. But God has a plan. And I hope and pray that God will use the simple things that I shared with different individuals to help them find the Lord as their Savior. And it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if some of them would come visit our services here? One actually lives here in Stoughton, just down Williams Drive a little ways. It was kind of a surprise, but we told her, we're almost neighbors. You should come and visit. But anyway, God is faithful and He keeps His promises. And God, can I say this also? God knows exactly what He's doing. He knows exactly what He's doing. We may not, but God does. So my encouragement again this morning is that we can trust God, first of all, because He is faithful even when we are not. Secondly, because He keeps His promises. Thirdly, we can trust God because He never changes. He never changes. Malachi, again, I realize it's Old Testament, but Malachi 3, verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord, I change not." A verse that we're familiar with from the New Testament, Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." Have you ever noticed how many things in life change? So many things. I don't know about you, but when I go to a grocery store and I know that a certain item is in a certain aisle about halfway down, and I go down that aisle to find that item and it's not there, that frustrates me. And I think to myself, why didn't you leave it where you had it? And I realize there's a science behind it and all that. I understand that. But it still bugs me. It also bugs me when you have something that you know works, and then the manufacturer changes it. You know, I mean, maybe it's a little bit personal, I guess, but, well, I probably shouldn't mention that. Think about clothing, for example. Okay, I'll speak about it that way. Think about clothing. A certain manufacturer makes a certain item, pants or shirt or socks or shoes or whatever it is, and then for whatever reason they decide to change that item, and now it doesn't fit like it did before. Yeah. Or now it's not as comfortable as it was before. Don't you hate that? There's so many things in life that change and are changing constantly. One of the things, of course, and I like my phone, it's an Apple phone, but the updates that come. And now it doesn't work like it worked before. And it bugs the daylights out of me. So many things in this world change from time to time. People change. Have you noticed this? People change. If you haven't seen someone for a while and then you meet up with them, it might not be the same person that you remember from before. Institutions change. I'm thinking now like Bible colleges and even companies, you know, institutions change. Products change. I mentioned some of that. Even store shelves change. And I realize that sometimes change can be a good thing, but most of the time for me, when things change, I don't like it all that much. I like things to kind of stay the same. The Bible is quite clear that our God never changes. I like that. I like that. In January, next month, I will have been saved 52 years. In all those years, he's never changed. In all those years, he's still the same. I love that about him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad that he never changes. He's always been and always will be exactly the same. And because he never changes, we can trust him. We can trust him. Number one, we can trust God because he is faithful even when we are not. Number two, we can trust God because he keeps his promises. Number three, we can trust God because he never changes. Number four, we can trust God because he knows our needs better than we do. Let that settle in for a little bit. We can trust God because he knows our needs better than we do. In Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Friend, I want you to know this morning that God knows you. God loves you. God cares about you. He knows your every need. And he knows that all better than you do. Amen. Have you ever found yourself thinking that you know better than God does? There are individuals like that, you know. They think they know what they need better than God knows what they need. But you and I as believers, we understand this, don't we? Because he knows us and he loves us and he cares for us and he knows our needs, we also have to admit he knows it better than we do. Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought you needed something and God kept it from you and you learned later on that he did the right thing? Or have you ever had this happen? Where you thought you needed something, and God graciously let you have it, and then after you had it, you realize you really didn't need it, or it wasn't the best for you? I've had both those situations happen. And again, this is kind of like I started out, you know, trusting God as one of those learning things along and growing as a Christian. This area right here is another one, where the longer you're a Christian and the more you grow as a Christian and the closer you get to him, you realize I really don't know my needs like he does. So I'm going to trust him to take care of my needs and give me what I need when I need it. Sometimes we speak to him about our needs and he fulfills it for us. Sometimes we speak to him about our needs and he decides not to. Sometimes we speak to him about our needs and he gives us something totally different. But I want you to know, he knows what is best for us. And he knows what we need and when we need it. And he knows our needs better than we do. And he knows our needs. You ready for this? God knows our needs before we know we need them. Boy, let that settle in. He knows our needs not only better than we do, but he even knows our needs before we know we need them. Because of all this, we can trust him. We can trust God. Number one, we can trust God because he is faithful even when we are not. Number two, we can trust God because he keeps his promises. Number three, we can trust God because he never changes. Number four, we can trust God because he knows our needs better than we do. Number five, my last point this morning, we can trust God because he is always with us. Amen. He is always with us. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. On the day of my operation, they took me from my room in ICU. They took me down a hallway. They took me into the operating room. And, of course, this is after I'd met all the doctors and anesthesiologists and all that kind of stuff. If you've had surgery, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But they wheeled me into this operating room, lights all over the ceiling. Of course, you're on your back laying on a gurney. You know, it's all you can see is the ceiling. But I get into this room, and it seems like there's 100 people in there. Now, there wasn't 100, but it seemed like it. And all these people are a part of a team. And while they're working on you, you know, they break open your chest and they take out your heart and they're working on this. Somebody else is, you know, getting an artery out of this arm and a vein out of my left leg and, you know, doing all the things that they do. Just a whole team of people taking care of me. And so I'm in this operating room, and there's sound again, like 100 people are in there. And they're all laughing and joking and carrying on. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, do these people know what they're doing? Are they taking this serious? I had a friend in the previous church, before I came here, in the previous church, he said this about operations. He said, you know, some operations are really, really serious. Some operations are minor. But he said, even the minor ones are not minor when it's you. And that's what I was thinking about with all these people joking around and just kidding each other and having a good time and all that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, one would talk to me about something, and I'm thinking, are they taking this serious? Because I'm taking this serious. And then I thought this. I thought, Lord, I know you're taking this serious. And it wasn't long, of course, I drifted off to sleep, and then I wake up, and it's all done. And I'm very, very sore. I got bruises all over me. I still got bruises all over me. I think it's my wife when I'm sleeping at night. But anyway, actually, it's not her. She's been very, very good and taking really good care of me. But God did take it serious. That's the point I want to make. And God was with me even in an operating room. And one of the things I wanted to share with you, I mentioned it briefly at the beginning. Several people came up to see me. One of them that came up to see me was my brother Fred. Drove down from Reedsburg to come visit me before the surgery. And we're just talking and visiting a little bit. And at one point he paused and he asked me this question. He said, "Are you anxious about the surgery?" And I thought for a minute. And I said, if I'm really honest, I am anxious about the surgery. Not because I didn't know where I would go if I died. I knew I'd be in heaven. I was concerned for my wife and my children and grandchildren who are left behind. I was concerned for the church and what would happen to the church. I had a lot of other concerns that were on my mind. It wasn't me in particular and what would happen to me, but I was anxious about it. To a degree. And my brother Fred said, after I answered him, he said, "You know something, Mark?" He said, "If God was going to use this heart attack to take you home to heaven, that would have happened on the day of the heart attack." I think God's going to bring you through this surgery because he has other work for you to do. And he did not know it at the time. I saw him just the other day. He came to visit me in my house on Friday. But when he said that to me, just like a wave of peace came over me, that there was no reason to be anxious. God was going to take care of this. It's almost like he whispered in my ear, "Don't worry about this. I've got this. I'm going to see you through this." And the anxiety left. And by the way, it hadn't come back. Just that peace and that calmness and that assurance that it was all going to be okay. You know, when we go through life, all of us, doesn't matter who we are, if we live long enough, most of us are going to have people leave us. Maybe it'll be a close friend. Maybe it'll be a loved one. Maybe it'll be someone that we really look up to. Maybe it'll be someone that we admire. Maybe it'll be because of... Maybe it won't be anything that you did, but it happened anyway. I don't know about you, but I've had people leave me and then wonder myself, what did I do to cause that? You know, sometimes it's not anything you did or you don't understand, you don't know. It's still hard, though. But isn't it good to know that even though people will leave because of differences of opinion or maybe death or sickness or whatever the reason is, isn't it always good to know that God will never leave us? God will never leave us. He'll always be with us. He told us in his word, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." We serve a God who's always with us, and because of that, we can trust him. We can trust him. Today's message was very, very simple, and I've been waiting to give this ever since I was in the hospital and had the surgery and so forth. And I just felt led that this is what God wanted me to talk about the very first time that I got the opportunity. Just simply trusting God. Trusting God. We're reminded, of course, that we can trust him because he's faithful even when we are not. He keeps his promises. He never changes. He knows our needs better than we do. And because he's always with us. My simple question to wrap up my message today is this. Will you trust him? Sometime in your life, you'll come up to a place where it'll seem a little bit more difficult than other times. Will you trust him? He loves you, friend. He loves you very, very much. Let's stand together. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking. We don't want to embarrass anyone. Lord, I want to thank you for being so faithful. I want to thank you for keeping your promises. I want to thank you, Lord, for your character and the fact that you've never disappointed me in any way. Thank you that you never leave us. Thank you for all these five simple things that I mentioned throughout the message. Help me to trust you and help all of us to trust you, especially when we can't see our way through to the other side. I speak on behalf of all of us, Lord. We love you. We want to trust you. But I feel like sometimes we're like that man in the Gospels that said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Lord, I do trust you. But in those areas where there's a little bit of shakiness about it, shore up those areas and help me to trust you regardless of the circumstances. Bless the invitation now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.